Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Good afternoon, I'm Ryan Baker. Ohio State President Ted Carter has resigned following an inappropriate relationship with a woman that was seeking public money for her business. A transition plan will be released later this week. The Columbus Blue Jackets with a Monday matinee this afternoon at 4 p.m. They'll host the Los Angeles Kings. This is the makeup from the January 26 game that was postponed due to that snowstorm in central Ohio. Dante Fabro is expected to return to the lineup on defense. Jet Greaves is in goal. Legal tampering in the NFL begins right now. The Miami Dolphins have announced that they're releasing quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, costing $99 million in dead cap. The Dolphins are also trading safety Minkah Fitzpatrick to the New York Jets. The Green Bay Packers are trading defensive tackle Rashawn Gary to the Cowboys. This one's sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. BMIFCU.org for more.
From Learfield, this is the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters, a fun casual joint, and brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance and by the American Dairy Association Mideast on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now, along with Coach Jake Diebler and former Ohio State captain Ron Stokes, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
Thanks for joining us for our show today as Ohio State's concluded the regular season with a win over Indiana and get ready for the Big Ten tournament in Chicago, where it will start on Thursday. Jake, thanks as always for your time, and reflect back to when you came on the air with us Saturday right after the game was over. You talked about how exhausted you were. There was a lot that went into that day, but a lot to be thrilled about, I'm sure.
Yeah, what a special day in so many different ways, right, for our program. You know, for this group, this team, for Bruce Thornton, for our fans, the environment in the shot was off the charts. You know, it was a big time environment. I think a sign of things to come. You know, and just kind of where we're headed. So, yeah, it was an emotional day. You know, celebrating our seniors and Bruce, and big time game with a lot on the line, and that was an enjoyable part too, and that was taxing as well. So yeah, I was a little tired. Just a little bit after the game.
You look at all those things that were going on, Coach, as you just mentioned. We were listening to the Bruce's mom narrate the video as he was coming out with her and his family. And I just said, how do you control your emotion? I mean, your mom is saying that to you personally in front of all those fans. Was there any concern that maybe – you know, he could have done this after the game versus the beginning?
Well, he did a lot better than I did, because I don't even remember what she said. I was just trying not to lose it, you know, in that moment, and try to keep it together, because, you know, I know the bond that they have.
Yeah.
And, you know, our team did a great job putting that stuff together. But, you know, Bruce is, he's such a special young man. He's been locked in, really, on the task at hand this whole time. And, you know, he and I talked before the game, like that's the time to embrace, you know, that moment. And you know, you got to turn the page then. But also, I think him being aware of everything that was going on, and you saw a great player raise their level for the moment. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've challenged our guys with, is, like, be – you know, you're built for it. We've prepped for it. Like, now go do. And he did. He really did. And so, man, that was impressive.
You know, one of the things that you did, Coach, you, when you first got hired, how important it was to bring back former players. And, you know, I was honored the fact that I played with Dennis Hobson for 2 years, and that was the record that Bruce Thornton surpassed. But you allowed him to speak to the team during the shoot-around. Just talk about that and what that meant to the players that have someone like Dennis Hobson speak to them.
Yeah, our guys, when they realized how many points he averaged per game, they were shocked.
29 a game his senior year.
So, you know, I think you know how much the former players mean to me, Ron, and I think I really believe they play an important role in this program, and having them around echoes the things that we talk about, you know, to our guys, to them while we're recruiting them, about what makes, you know, this program special. But I also thought, as Bruce was moving up you know, the scoring chart, it was important to celebrate the guys that he was passing. And obviously the culmination of that was Dennis Hobson. And, you know, I called him a couple weeks ago and just said, hey, like, we need you here. If you can be here, I want you to, you know, would love to have you here and certainly celebrate him and celebrate this moment. And, you know, in such a classy way he did, right? Like, he was here, came to shoot around, spoke to the team, you know, talked to Bruce. I it was just, he was incredible. And, you know, again, just another example of the connection that our former players had to our program and, you know, their willingness to spend time with our guys and all that. And, you know, obviously we're celebrating him, but the amount of former players that were at that game,
bunch,
was incredible.
Yeah.
A lot of buckets, rebounds, championships, you know, a lot walking
one
around
person
the shot.
With Jerry Lucas. There
well, yeah.
Some steals.
Certainly. Yeah. All of it. Yeah. All of it. So that was one of the best parts of the day was having all those former players around.
You know, there's so much that goes into this whole Bruce Thornton story, but Jake, you mentioned in the pregame interview we did that this should also be a national story because he's a little bit of a unicorn.
I think, you know, what Bruce has done in his career, and the way his career has gone, he should be celebrated at a national level in a big way because, you know, he's unique now, you know, and the decisions he's made and he backed it up with great play and, you know, everything that he's done is should be celebrated. Coaches, obviously, we've seen,
yep,
right, are celebrating it, not just because of the type of player he is, but, you know, his four-year career, getting a degree, staying at the same place. And now I think we're finally starting to, and you know, we're going to hopefully get a chance to really talk about this as the year progresses, like celebrate what he stands for. Certainly celebrate him and what he means to our program and celebrate our program, but celebrate what he stands for on a broader college basketball stage.
Well, we all know in today's landscape, it's easier. It's tougher, I should say, for guys to stay because of temptation. You're being offered an opportunity to go other places. But, you know, someone called me the other day doing an interview, and they were asking me questions about Bruce, and basically he chose Ohio State four times because every single year in today's landscape, you have an opportunity to leave, and a lot of times the money's there, but he chose to be here for 4 years, and that says a lot about him and his family and his character.
Absolutely. You know, it's different now. This is in most cases, and circumstances are unique to each, you know, to each player, but this is a kind of yearly process. Sometimes it's not necessarily like a big yearly decision, but it is a yearly process that you got to go through to, and he, you know, he made that decision over and over and over and over again, I think, whatever, however many that is, but, you know, and again, it says, it speaks to who he is, speaks to the, you know, what's important to him,
mm-hmm,
I think, and speaks to how much he cares about this place. Like, he should be celebrating this program for a long, long, long time. And that was part of something he and I talked about. And I'm thankful Buckeye Nation and our program has supported what I said because I told them, if you come here, you treat people the right way, you play extremely hard, like, this place will take care of you if you see it through. And I think we're seeing that, and I think he'll experience that the rest of his life.
From on the floor, and maybe Saturday was another good example, and we've seen what opponents have tried to do in double-teaming him, but with what everybody else is doing, does that help accomplish what needs to be done with all of that attention he draws?
Yeah, I mean, listen, our offense has been playing at a high level. And when you look at the numbers and the metrics and the analytics or whatever you want to call it, we've consistently been an elite offense, but lately we've taken it to another level. And so we've had to make some adjustments and things, right, as the year's gone on, Brandon being hurt, other guys being hurt. We've had to make adjustments game to game. You're obviously going to make adjustments in game. But when we have all our playmaking available, I think it really allows us to you know, put a lot of pressure on teams' defense. When you want to commit two to Bruce Thornton, like, we got some ways we can counteract that. And our guys are doing great. They've gotten better at that. You know, we've moved him off the ball some and put the ball in other guys' hands. And so now if that's your game plan to commit two to the ball and you want to do that to John Mobley, well, now Bruce Thornton's going to be receiving some of those advantage catches. And so we're just been able to move the pieces around. Our guys have bought in, most importantly, to playing together. I think that's really important. And, you know, obviously we're going to continue to see high-level defenses as the year progresses, but we, I like where we're at offensively.
Coach, with your backcourt, and this goes in what you just stated, you got two guys who can play point. How does that help your offense to be even more effective?
That's critical. Yeah, it's critical. You know, I think Bruce, John, Tilly, like those three guys have been proven playmakers. And what we've seen as the years progressed is improvement in Devin and Amari as playmakers. Taysom can playmake. So, you know, when I say playmake, I'm talking about, you know, read, make quick decisions, read crowds, understand the right, is it pass, shoot, right? You know, because playmaking is, sometimes you do need to playmake for yourself. Mm-hmm. But these guys are trusting each other at a high level. Having multiple playmakers out there is important. Having two true kind of, what I would say, guys who can play point is critical, because those guys play point in a way that they're a threat to score too. Mm-hmm. Which makes it a really, really tough guard.
If you have questions for Coach Diebler, you can submit them to our Union Home Mortgage inbox at OhioStateBuckeyes.com and click on Coach's Show Inbox. Union Home Mortgage. Learn more about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com. NMLS number 2229. More of today's show presented by Roosters coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt. As a team like no other. Giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
If you are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. So listen close. You stick to your coast at all costs. You never let traffic stop your drive. You aren't just a dreamer. You're a doer. You power through all of life's hills and valleys without hesitation. You're not looking to be discovered. You've already found your place. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. You've earned every last drop of this rich golden lager, so raise it up high. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized RICO dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Running around is a requirement on the court, but it shouldn't be the norm for grocery shopping. Get everything in one place at Giant Eagle, with produce delivered daily, meat and seafood expertly cut by our team, and bread and desserts baked in-store. Fresh is our thing. With My Perks Rewards, everyday low prices, and weekly deals, saving is simple. Shop at Giant Eagle, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. For freshness, quality, and savings in one stop, Giant Eagle, because it matters.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. You're listening to The Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back to our weekly show with Ohio State head coach Jake Diebler. The Buckeyes get ready to move on to the Big Ten Tournament in Chicago, where they will play Thursday at 12 noon. Time for our Elk and Elk injury report. And we'll ask you a little bit about the Brandon Knoll situation, and not necessarily to divulge any specifics about it, but we saw that he was warming up, that he was dressed for Saturday's game. We know that there's been some considerable progress. Anything you can enlighten us about in regard to him?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost literally a day-to-day thing right now. We're just kind of seeing him progress and get out there and be confident and all of that. So he'll be in practice today, you know, and on a limited basis, and then we'll keep ramping it up. And hopefully, you know, our plan, if everything goes well and he's ready, is to, you know, have him for the Big Ten tournament. But we're not at a point where I can say it's, you know, stamp it and definitely say it's going to happen. But we're getting closer. Yeah, we're getting closer.
Well, that's good news. Our injury report brought to you by Elk and Elk Injury Lawyers, dedicated to every client every day. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. And Jake, in the last segment, you were talking about how the offense has clicked at such a proficient level. Let's not exclude how well defensively your team's played the last 3 weeks, too. Three games.
Yeah, it's been getting better. And I think even if you go back, weren't as good as obviously we needed to be against Iowa, but against Michigan State, we did some really good things defensively. Against Wisconsin, we did some good things defensively. So this has been, you know, evolving as the season goes on. Again, I think being healthy helps, you know, because we've missed size at times with that, with guys being out, and Brandon, and then you miss Brandon and Tilly at times. Like, so that plays a role. But our guys are executing at a high level. They've stayed consistent with their prep. You know, I think our staff has done a great job. There's this, when you do scouting, there's this fine line you got to navigate of how much of that information can you give to your players that they can go out and execute without making them overthink, mm-hmm. right? And so I think we've really figured out with this team what that right, you know, how to navigate that line well, and that's helped too. So I like where we're headed on really both sides of the ball now. And again, you want to be playing your best ball at the end of the year, and I think we're seeing that.
And we got a question from our listeners about Amari Bynum, so we'll get to that later. I'm going to ask you specifically about your backcourt and their defense. Bruce Thornton has been there the entire career. He's just that guy. But you, John Mobley, his second year, junior, and then Tayson Chapman, his emergence as a player. Just what have they mostly improved in defensively from day one?
Yeah, well, I think we've seen consistent improvement from John on the ball. You know, that was from day one this year. He had taken a step forward from the year before, guarding the ball, being, you know, more physical on the ball, keeping the, you know, ball handler from an advantage better. You know, where both of those guys struggled at the beginning of the year was kind of the awareness off the ball when your man doesn't have it, anticipating different actions, and, you know, get caught, as most young players do. You get caught ball watching at times and maybe get caught out of a stance here or there, so you're a step slower. So those guys have shown consistent improvement in those areas too. And that's been really important. And what we've been able to do, and I think Gabe has, you know, in his minutes has helped do this, is we've been able to pressure the ball better, which now allows our defense to be more impactful. It's something we really struggled with early on in the season. We're doing it better now. We're changing up defenses now, you know, which we weren't doing as much at the beginning of the season. So we've made some adjustments, but there's certainly been some individual improvement in those guys, which has helped our overall defense be better.
Can anticipation of passing lanes be part of that too?
Yeah, and it comes with experience. You know, both those guys don't have, you know, a ton of experience in college basketball. I think we've seen improvement from Amari Bynum in that regard. You know, being able, he had two steals. Like, the steal he had in the first half was a big time play. You know, I know certainly had some huge dunks and things, but that steal he had because he executed a coverage, not just the first layer of the coverage, which was the switch, but the second layer of the coverage, which was limiting the catch back to Wilkerson, who was, you know, their best player, like that was a huge win for us. That play was a huge sign of growth for him. So I think some of our younger, more inexperienced guys have shown tremendous growth defensively, which helps with that anticipation.
You know, you look at the backcourts that have come into Columbus here in the last month. And I think, and just listen behind the scenes, your guys are embracing defending the superior backcourt that I've seen in the Big Ten. You think about Iowa, for example. I know we played them on the road, but the backcourt from Wisconsin, and then Lamar Wilkerson. Purdue, obviously, with Braden Smith. But what specifically about Lamar Wilkerson that makes him so tough to defend?
well, he's got great size, you know, for his position, and he can score at all three, really almost four levels when you consider how deep he can shoot the three ball. And you know, they move him in different actions sometimes with the ball in hand. They run a lot of screening action with him off the ball. But he's that's what makes him so tough is his versatility combined with his size. And then, you know, he's got a green light. Like, he's a good player, really good player, and tough guard. You know, and we put different looks and different guys guarding them, and I thought all in all, you know, we did a pretty good job.
Since Ron swallowed the clouds, we'll go to our Union Home Mortgage inbox list of questions. Greg in Columbus asking about the progress of Amari Bynum. Was there a specific point where you saw him really start to get it and take it to the next level?
Well, you know, it's after like the second week he was here this summer, I told our staff, like, and I think Ron and I talked about it earlier this time, I said, this guy's going to be really good. And you know, it's going to be special long term, but he's going to be really good this year. And so I think we've seen, again, I've said this, the way he approaches every day, how hard he works, he plays with a joy, he's very coachable. You know, we have a great relationship. And so I think you're seeing those things combined with, you know, his work ethic, his ability, and all that stuff is why you see this growth we've seen. And I think it's gone to an even another level really in the last, you know, kind of month. And so that's it's a great thing for Amari, which is also a great thing for us. And, you know, I'm not surprised because I get to see who he is every single day. And this is what happens with great young men who have great work ethic. They have a really great circle around them, and, you know, they keep getting better.
Is that part of what has allowed you to put him at the five when you want to play a smaller lineup?
Yeah, he's versatile, you know, and I think that's going to continue to evolve and go to new heights as his career progresses. But, you know, some of it has been we haven't had a choice, right? Like, we've been forced to play him there at that position, but we found some success there. And I think it's something we can utilize offensively as a real weapon for us. But there's going to be points in his career and really in the near future where he's really not going to be viewed, I think, as a guy in a position. I think he's just going to be viewed as a player. And you move him around and put him in different situations. And as he gets better defensively, guarding really, you know, almost hopefully any spot on the court can be a real weapon. So I'm just so excited about, you know, certainly how far he's come this year, but, you know, who he's going to grow into as a player and really who he can be for us the rest of this season.
When you look at this program, you talk about the culture of Bruce Thornton, the senior, and what he represents, and now you're talking about a freshman that has a high motor, he's coachable, bookends, you got those two guys. That's how you can build a program.
That's great. Yeah, it's great. It really is, Ron. It's how you create some sustained success, I believe, you know, in today's landscape. So he's really going to have a bright future. And he's not the only one. I really like our young players that we have. And I think we have this culture that's all, you know, really developed. We do development all year long. Like, guys, if you probably went up in our practice gym right now, there's guys getting individual work in before we start the day. So, I think that's a really good thing and a good sign of things to come. But he certainly is going to be a foundation for that moving forward.
Is that where it's important for those guys to see the things you were talking about with Bruce Thornton, where Ohio State will give back as you give in?
Yeah. And I think it's also important to see, you know, Bruce, is his commitment to excellence and the consistency he operates with is great for everybody to see. And, you know, he may not be the most vocal guy in that, saying, like, hey, you need to do this. But when you see someone, you know, succeed like he has, and you've got to ask yourself, okay, well, why is that? And then you watch him every day, and you see how he carries himself, you see how he operates, you see how he takes care of himself, and that stuff can be contagious. And I think we've seen that this year. It's been a great lesson for everybody to see how he operates.
Yeah, that relationship we mentioned, Coach, between the head coach and the point guard, that's got to be enjoyable to coach a guy like that.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you can coach him hard. You can trust him, you know. He's his consistent. Sometimes you don't have to worry about coaching him, and right, you get to coach, you know, everybody else because you know he's going to be so good. So it's a real joy to coach him, and it's a blessing when you're a head coach to be able to have, you know, a point guard like that is really important.
More today's show with Coach Diebler, and we continue with our weekly show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like a stylishly affordable Corolla. Now through March 31st, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla, Corolla Hybrid, or Corolla Cross. Excludes GR Corolla. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Forever starts with the perfect diamond. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller, and for over 78 years, our family has helped generations of couples celebrate love with brilliance, quality, and unbeatable prices. At Diamond Seller, bigger diamonds and better prices are our promise to you. Whether you're popping the question or upgrading your sparkle, trust the experts. Because diamonds, they're our forte. Visit us at Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or at Easton Town Center, and learn more at DiamondSeller.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
The Roosters Foundation helps raise over $1 million each year for local charities and organizations and is the official wing sponsor of your Ohio State Buckeyes. The Roosters Foundation donated $25 for every foul shot that the Buckeyes made at home this season to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, providing support and opportunities to families and individuals living with Down Syndrome. This year's total was $7,475. Roosters, a big-hearted community partner and a fun, casual joint. Go Bucks.
Yeah, thank you to Roosters for that too, right? That's big time.
It is.
Big time.
One of the things that you were always so good about acknowledging, and that is the atmosphere in the arena. And we just love tossing the softball at you to talk about how great the atmosphere was on Saturday.
Yeah, that was special, wasn't it?
It was.
It just had a different energy, a different feel. I think even before the game, an hour before the game, you could just tell it was something different. And, you know, college basketball is not the same as it was 10, 15 years ago, but that was an environment that reminded you of how it was, you know, reminded me a lot. I was here for my brother's senior day game when they played Wisconsin, and that the arena at that time had a different energy. Now, there was a lot going on, right, with the kind of revenge game against the stuff that Bo Ryan said, mm-hmm. you know, the deal with it, towels, and then senior day. So, but it reminded me of that game, just the energy, because that was a feeling of that game I just had never forgotten. And you know, I think it's special. It's hard to do in this, you know, in today's landscape. So much has changed since then. But I'm just appreciative of the way our fans came out, supported, you know, us down the stretch, and helped us. You know, that stuff matters. You can have a home court advantage now. Like that means something, and you know, in a game, and we've seen that on the road, and we saw it at home this year. You know, I think we really saw it at home this year at times, and I'm just grateful for that.
Coach, I want to go back to a question I had earlier. On senior night or day, do you think about changing that a little bit and having it at the end, or you just like having it at the beginning?
To be honest with you, Ron, I thought didn't even cross my mind. I just kind of entrust the festivities to other people. All I was focused on, you know, aside from, you know, in the morning, I did a little something for those guys in the morning and took some time, you know, before I came into the office. After that, it was all about Indiana.
Totally understand.
I suppose maybe we should think about that. You know, I don't know. If you got some suggestions, I'll take a look at them. But I just, I was told, hey, be here at this time. You know, and thankful my wife was able to be there with me, you know, out there. I thought that was important. But, yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. But probably should evaluate that, see if there's anything we got to do differently. But we won, so maybe not, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You know Ron will have suggestions.
I like that about him.
Yes.
I like that about him. It's always in, like, a very formal way, too. If you can see the text message, you got very formal very formal
I
question.
I can only imagine. And speaking of senior day, and we've talked so much about Bruce Thornton, but you had two other guys go out there, and Christoph Tilley and Brandon Nolan. In this day and age, one-year senior day participants is, I guess, kind of the norm. But if you would, just how each of those young men, as well as what they've done on the court, but what they've contributed to this program.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, from day one, they embraced, you know, what we're all about. And it says a lot about who they are. Both of them, really, obviously Tilly has played in more games, but both of them have, you know, been dealt adversity really throughout the course of the season. You know, Tilly's been dealing with nagging injuries and things, and I just, people on the outside don't get to see the level of commitment those two guys have had, you know, to this program, and that, I'm grateful for that, because, you know, when you put a team together, you need certainly guys who have been through it with you before, but also guys who come in who are older and experienced. You need them to, you know, be all in, and you need them to embrace what you're about. And those two guys have done that. So they deserve to be celebrated. You know, Tilly hadn't had one before, and Brandon's from Ohio. So I just, like, it was a no-brainer, you know, from my standpoint of if we celebrate those guys or not, but they deserve it.
We'll go to our Union Home Mortgage inbox list of questions. James in Worcester asking about, when a team is on a roll like your team was at Penn State last Wednesday, what are you saying during the timeouts to keep momentum going? If you can.
You know, this team has been interesting. I think you almost, you learn a team as the year goes on, right? And I coached our team really hard in the Penn State game, really hard, all the way to the buzzer. And I think this is what that team needs in those moments is, you know, sometimes they don't need that when we're maybe fighting back. But when we're winning, I feel like this team is responding when they've been coached hard. And so that's what we're doing. That's kind of like, that's my job, right, is to figure out what they need to be their best and then roll with that. So that's what we did in Penn State. Every time out, it was coaching hard. It was some heated conversation. But you know, I think they've embraced. This is a group you can coach hard. I think first off, we practice hard. You guys have seen this, like, and this is a group that wants to get better. They want to be good. They want good coaching, and so we, as a staff, we do that. Like, we coach them hard, and you know, they know we care and love them, and I think that's part of why we can do it. So we just keep doing with that. But yeah, that was that game was a lot of work for me too, man.
Well, and you talked a lot too out there on the floor before the shoot around and everything about how Penn State was coming off maybe their best game of the year.
It was their best win of the year. And I also had seen on film countless times, it felt like, from the beginning of the season to when we played them, that they had come back in games over and over and over again. And that's what I was thinking about, you know, in the second half, and with whether it's 10 minutes left, 5 minutes left, 3 minutes, I'm just thinking in my mind, like, well, I saw him do it against this team and this team and this team and this team. Like, you know, not today. Like, that's what I was thinking.
Well, normally in the Big Ten, you don't necessarily have a sizable lead like that, especially on the road. So there's different aspects of coaching, coming from behind, tough gang where you have to answer runs. But I would think you also want to keep the guy from developing bad habits. When you have a lead, don't take things for granted. Just keep doing. So how do you continue to enforce that?
Yeah, well this group, really just a common theme for us, whether it's in-game, whether it's prepping for the next game, moving on from the game before, we've just been so focused on the task at hand. Mm-hmm. Accountability, getting better, you know, pushing each other, all of that stuff. So that's how we've approached, you know, home, road, up, down, win, lose. Like, we've just stayed consistent with that approach. I think that's what fits this team. And, you know, it's been an important part of our progression.
Talk about, if you would, the critical rebounding efforts that your team has had in the past month or so, Jake.
Yeah, we've really shown improvement on that side of the ball. And, you know, again, I think there were a couple games out there we were a little smaller than we'd like to be. You know, we went into this season thinking we were going to be bigger. But our guys have showed tremendous fight. Our guards have rebounded better. You know, Taysen has had some good rebounding games, which has helped. Bruce has been a machine on the boards this year, which has been important for us. I think we're seeing more consistency from Amari. You know, he's now strung together a few games where he's rebounded at a really high level. So, you know, guys, it's some individual effort. Certainly rebounding something we work on every practice, every single practice. So I like to think that that's playing a role in us, you know, improving too. But these guys they're watching film. They care about it. Like, it's been really good.
In today's age, there's a lot of three-pointers that are taken. What are some of the things you do to help with being a better rebounding team against a team that shoots a lot of threes?
Yeah, well, we really try to – we say all the time – I mean, it'll literally be like, I'll say long shots equal long what, you know, or long shots equal, and the guys are like, long rebounds. So we're trying everything to, you know,
reinforce.
And so what we talk a lot about is going to hit, you know, don't wait for guys to come to you, go hit them. And then we want to form this shell. We want to kind of create this shell where the ball's in front of us and we're not, you know, we're not running to the rim. We're not letting guys get around us to the rim. Like, we want to build a shell, especially teams we know that are going to saturate the rim with threes. And, you know, I thought we did a good job with that. They obviously started the game, Indiana did, with a deep rebound and, mm-hmm. and score. And we'll watch that possession today before practice. But, you know, I think it's something our guys have really continued to improve on, and it's been important for our defense getting better. I said this earlier in the season. Some of our biggest issue was rebounding. Like, yeah. we would do a good job guarding in possessions, and even possessions where we weren't getting in rotation, but we were still giving up some offensive rebounds, and that's been a big part of our defense being better.
We'll talk more with Coach Diebler when we continue with our show, presented each week by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Buckeye fans, choose chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. It's got that crisp, refreshing taste that makes those moments when you choose to rise above the noise and choose chill even better. Coors Light is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, so crack one open and take a sip. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Beer.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender, and NMLS number 2229.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. Auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years.
We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hear every Buckeye game every year. The Fan, your home for Buckeye basketball. This is the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Union Home Mortgage is the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Learn about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 2229. It's Ohio State getting ready for the Big Ten tournament in Chicago. They will play on Thursday at 12 noon. They will play one of three possible teams, Oregon, Maryland, or Iowa. And that will lead us to our next Union Home Mortgage inbox question. CC in Dublin, who says, congratulations on a great week. How does a possible rematch against Iowa sit with you just as a competitor?
Yeah, listen, as a competitor, you anytime you lose, you want to sometimes play that team the next day, right? So, but listen, we're preparing for all three teams. Anything can happen this time of year. Big Ten tournament is special. It'll be a great atmosphere in there. You know, this region of the country, this league, supports basketball at such a high level. So excited about the environment. Our guys are excited about the opportunity in front of us. But yeah, we certainly, you know, anytime we lose a game, we would love another opportunity to play that team. But make no mistake, we've got three teams we're preparing for right now.
Coach, when you look at, you talked about your team playing better defense, I would imagine that equates to less fouls, right? So what are some of the things that you've done with your team to help in that category?
Yeah, we've improved. You know, it's not always as great as I would like. But I think one thing our guys have learned is the more you pressure the ball, the less you foul. You know, it's one of the things we've talked about. If you can get up and guard the ball, if you're giving space all the time and you're back and you're reactionary instead of maybe being a little more influential, that impacts you. And you know, we've done some things to try to limit rotations at times. Sometimes you can't, because you just got to respond with the rotation. But I think our guys, as they've executed better, it's helped, and as they've embraced pressure on the ball more, it's helped too.
How the different looks on defense help in that regard, in a general regard?
Yeah. I think we've built a foundation defensively that we got, you know, kind of multiple tools in the toolbox to use going into a game. We were pretty much strictly man-to-man against Indiana. Felt like that's what we needed to do for that game. Other games, we've played more zone. We've gone makes misses. We've done a lot of different things. Again, that fine line I talked about without being confusing, right, for ourselves. But our guys have really executed at a high level. Our player-to-player communication has grown significantly since the start of the season. And all that stuff's playing a factor for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can coach and help the players get better, but anticipation is something that you're born with. I marvel at what Amari Bynum has done. I mean, his anticipation, the steal you mentioned at the beginning of the game, and then his blocks from coming from the weak side over. What have you seen in that development with him?
Yeah, he came in with great instincts, okay. Right? So I think that's part of that foundation you're talking mm-hmm. about that you're kind of born with. And then as he's gained experience this year, and as he's, you know, this is now going into, 32 plus a couple exhibition, you know, approaching 34 games of scouting and understanding and seeing tendencies. And I think all of that stuff is playing a role in, you know, us seeing him really raise his level defensively for us. And listen, he's playing a lot of minutes. So the better he is defensively, the better we're going to be defensively. And you can say that really about all those guys that are playing those significant minutes for us. So really just been impressed with his development. Just total development, but, yeah, specifically on that side.
And as part of that, too, just his ability offensively to play both inside and outside part of it?
Well, listen, that, you know, now we talk about the other side. His versatility and development has been critical. You know, I think he's you know, his efficiency has gotten better. He's playing with a lot of confidence. He's learning. Like, you know, it can be challenging at times for a young player. You go in, you got returners like we have who, you know, have established themselves as players, and you got to learn to kind of play off some guys and pick your spots and be a threat, because, you know, there was a stretch of the season where teams weren't really guarding him. Like, I think you can do that anymore, you know, and he knows we believe in him, so he's playing with great confidence. And he made another play against the Indiana game where he made a pass fake on a slip of a ball screen, which was critical, something we work on. That gave him an advantage. He drove it. Defense cut him off. He changed directions back to going left and then finished a layup, which I don't know that he would have done that, you know, a month ago or 6 weeks ago. And I thought that was a really impressive play and showed a lot of his growth and development.
More with Coach Diebler when we continue with our weekly show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Inside the body, cancer divides. But inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers, relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, "you have cancer," you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Are you thinking of consolidating your debt with a home equity loan? Union Home Mortgage wants you to know the average homeowner has over $200,000 of home equity available, and they can help you get access to your money quickly and easily. Go to UHM.com to get your cash estimate today. You'll score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams, the agile, get it done teams, the achieve more together teams, and the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the best-selling all-hybrid Toyota Camry. Now through March 31st, you can get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Camry. Or lease a new well-equipped Camry LE for just $269 a month for 36 months with $3,699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Always and forever, your home of the Buckeyes.
Home of the Buckeyes.
The Fan.
You're listening to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join American Partners American Electric Power, Kroger, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus in supporting this cause at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeyes Care. Welcome back to our show this week with Ohio State Coach Jake Diebler. You know, I know we were out asking about Bruce Thornton and talking about him, and I know you enjoy talking about him as well. But when you think about what he did Saturday, what he did Wednesday against Penn State, number one, just one person's opinion, hard to think that he wouldn't be Big Ten Player of the Week this week, but also is his consistency just another one of the great things that's part of his arsenal?
It is. It's really among a few things, right, that make him special. The consistency in which he operates is – It's up there, if not the best I've ever been around as far as seeing a player, how they carry themselves and manage their time and all of that. So, you know, Saturday was such a – there was so much going on Saturday. And for him to perform like he did, I mean, wow. Like that makes, to me, his performance even that much more special. And it wasn't forced. Like, you didn't look out there and be like, man, this guy's pressing or he's trying to do. Like, it was just read the game, pick your spots, and lead the team to a victory. And the three hit, you know, it was the right play. I was yelling at him to push it, test it, because we had a 2-for-1 opportunity there, and it was the right read. And everybody, you know, screamed, and I didn't really realize what happened. I was like, man, that. People really like that 2-for-1 situation, you know. And then the half ends, and you know, Egelhoff's like, "You got to stay here. Just, you know, can't leave the courtyard." I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's awesome." And then I'm like, "Well, where's Bruce?" And Bruce had like run off, you know. So we had to go back and get him. But just really special performance.
Yeah, he's only had one single-digit game, just one game this entire year, and then you're asking him to defend on both ends of the floor. Yeah. I mean, do things on both ends, defend, and also run your team.
Yeah, we ask him to do a lot, but I tell him all the time, you're built for it, you work for it, and it's what you signed up for. So,
yeah. Josh and Bashiris with our next Union Home Mortgage Inbox question. What do you like best about conference tournaments, and what do you like the least?
Well, I like Bashiris.
I know you do.
I do. Home of the Bratwurst Festival.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So, and I have family in Bucyrus, actually. But, yeah, I love this time of year. This is the best time of year for a college basketball fan, college basketball player, certainly college basketball coach. Conference tournaments are great. You know, I came up, got my start in coaching when conference tournaments were, you know, that's what decided if you went to the NCAA tournament or not. Now, right, it's different at the high major level. But the Big Ten, I've been going to the Big Ten tournament, you know, especially when my brother was playing, right, for a long time. And I was there when Evan Turner hit that shot.
It's the school up north.
And so it's like, it's special. It's special. We're excited about the opportunity in front of us. It's like there's a championship to be had, and that's what we're going to compete for. And, you know, then hopefully it's on to big things after that.
Coach, I know that it's not necessarily in concrete just yet, but unless you win the Big Ten tournament outright. But have you had any conversations with your team about the fact that they're in a pretty good position to be in postseason?
We haven't. We're gonna stay taking it one day at a time. Okay. That's what's worked for us in this group, and we're gonna keep focused on that. You know, I think our guys are aware, right? You can't not be
right.
But we've talked about you know, I've asked our leadership team, this is about a month ago, like, hey, how, like, let me get your feedback on how you think this team would best handle. And they said, let's not talk about it. Let's focus on the task. And good, that's how I feel too, and that's what we've done. So we're going to keep doing that.
We know that John Mobley has long shooting range. We saw it Saturday. We saw it at Iowa. We saw it last year in Las Vegas against Texas. Is there a stop point to his shooting range?
You know, it's funny. No, not really.
As long as they go in, right?
I'll give you two kind of insights in last game, right? One, he took a shot. It wasn't as deep, but I didn't think it was a very good shot. And I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. And he looks at me and he's like,
yeah, I remember that.
So I love that, actually, like, secretly. I love that. He's like, I got you, coach, you know. And then there was one where I think we ended up with a shot clock violation where I thought he should have shot a logo three, and I was like, man, why didn't you shoot that? And he was like, I got you, coach, you know. So he's so fun to coach, and he works on it, though. You know, he works on that range, and he's proven he has an ability to do it. And my biggest thing for him is always don't settle, you know. Don't settle. Like, you be in control of what's happening, and he's done a great job at that.
Everyone's got a different coaching style. Some coaches want feedback from their players, and some don't. So what's your philosophy? Man,
I've been pushing these guys all year to communicate, so I'll take feedback, you know. And listen, there's lines that you got to draw, right? But I love feedback. I like guys playing with passion and emotion and intensity. That's how I was as a player, so I'm all for that stuff. And we got a great group who's gotten better at that part, and it's why this group's so fun to coach.
You remember senior day at Valpo?
I do. Yeah, it was a long time ago, but man, long time ago actually. But that place is special to me. You guys know it. Beacon's had a good year this year.
They
you know,
did.
We're doing some things up there.
All right. Thanks as always, Jake, and we look forward to seeing you in Chicago.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That is Ohio State head coach Jake Diebler, and thanks for listening to today's show presented by Roosters and brought to you, statewide by Encova Insurance and by the American Dairy Association Mideast. Join us Thursday as Ohio State opens play in the Big Ten Tournament. Our coverage from Chicago begins at 11:15 a.m. For Skip Mossick, Cole Bertinas, Ron Stokes, and Coach Jake Diebler, this is Paul Keels. Thanks for listening to the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.